1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. waiting to see if Israel will accept the three-stage plan that President Biden proposed to end the fighting with Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells ABC's This Week that one reason Israel should agree to the deal is because of how much it's diminished Hamas's military.
We've not said that Hamas has no military capabilities. We've not said that they don't still represent a viable threat to the Israeli people. Of course they do. But they don't have the military capabilities to do what they did on the 7th of October.
It's still not clear if Israel will accept the deal. There's tight security today in New York City for the Israel Day parade. A new ABC News Ipsos poll finds about half of non-affiliated voters believe former President Trump's conviction was the correct decision. That wildfire burning about 50 miles outside of San Francisco has now grown to more than 12,000 acres. However, firefighters have gotten more containment on the blaze. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A civic organizer in Wisconsin says Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions show the system works. Mike Mohn reports.
The case drew new attention to concerns that Trump and his supporters would try to undermine the legal process as he seeks to reclaim the White House this year. Bob Moline, a campaign leader with Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin, says because the case reached a conclusion, it's a sign the legal system still works.
I really do think just completing this trial in a professional manner, under almost circus conditions, I think that is a little bit of a triumph.
Moline hopes the democratic process will equally hold strong as Trump is expected to use the verdict as a rallying cry when he campaigns this summer. He notes local election leaders are strong individuals who can handle the extra pressure. Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the outcome will lead to more hyper-partisanship. Moline says for voters who end up in heated personal discussions over the verdict, it's best to maintain a steady and respectful course.
Learn more about what your conversation partner is thinking. Show that respect. Make them feel heard. Don't give up a thing in your beliefs, but listen to them. That is my real advice.
The heightened rhetoric could play out on a greater scale in Wisconsin, which is expected to again be a battleground state in the 2024 election. And Donald Trump's sentencing is scheduled for July 11th, just a few days before the Republican National Convention gets underway in Milwaukee. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
A Brewers win in extra innings.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the White Sox battled to a 3-3 tie, sending it into extra innings. Bottom of the 10th, Willy Adames at the plate. Brian Anderson with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ground ball. It's called. It's off the ground. Contreras will stroll in. And the ball game is over. The Brewers win. It is Adames who delivers in the clutch again. A game-winning hit for Adames, and the Brewers win 4-3 in 10 innings.
So the White Sox have now lost 10 in a row. Brewers starter, though, Robert Gasser, struggled despite the victory.
You know, Gasser didn't have his best stuff for sure. He just didn't, there's no finish on anything. He didn't look super sharp, no swing and miss. When that many barrels, I started thinking they had a tip. Lefty sweeper, left on left sweeper.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for your Sunday. Light southeast winds developing with highs in the mid and upper 70s. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid and upper 50s. Showers and a few thunderstorms arriving during the day Monday. Currently 62 degrees.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us on Monday as we'll take a look back over the weekend and launch our new Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. Maybe we'll find a pool boy. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Build savings over time. Visit thisisretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The music of the stars back on the air for another hour. And all across the world, civicmedia.us. Here's Diana Trask.
What a fool I used used to be. I found two eyes a little bit bluer. I found a heart a little bit truer. I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me. Yeah. I said it's your turn to cry. Your turn to cry. Oh, for me.
If your sweetheart sends a sometimes think it's real, but it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartaches seem to cloudy sky, so let your head down and go on and cry. If your heartache seems to hang around too long,
Johnny Ray.
Oh, happy, and your eyes are always daring. Don't you know that it's the thing to sob and sigh? Singers do it. It's real Georgia to cry. Don't be a snob. You too can sob if you just tear right. Don't you know nobody left it up? Come on and try.
Stan Freberg, in case you wondered. Mickey.
If there's a frown upon your face, I say a frown is way out of place. State of mind, you must erase. Come on, go ahead and laugh. Don't get measured for your doom. Don't bring dark clouds in the room. You'll be seeing 16 tons of gloom. So go ahead and laugh. Give me a tee-hee-hee and a ho-ho-ho. Give me a giggle, a chuckle, and a big belly laugh that bends you in half. If you're feeling low or ill, don't call a doc or take a pill. Hey, you know what? You won't even get a bill. Come on, friends. Go ahead and laugh. Listen, audience, if there's a frown upon your face while you came here, I say that a frown in this great world of ours is out of place. Just a state of mind, friends, that you've got to avoid. So come on, go ahead and laugh. That's it. Give me a tee-hee-hee. Let me hear it. Now let me hear a ho-ho-ho. Loud, loud, that's it. Ho ho. Give me a giggle, a chuckle, and a big belly laugh. That bends you in half. Ho ho ho, that's it. If you're feeling low or ill, never call a doc or take a pill. Hey! Hey, friends, tonight you're not even going to get a bill. So come on, go ahead and laugh. Come on, friend, go ahead and laugh.
I've got tears in my ears from lying on my back in my bed while I cry. Goodbye, we are through. So if I should get water on the brain, you will know you're the one who is to blame. I've got tears in my ears from lying on my back in my bed while I cry over you. I've got tears in my ears from lying on my back in my bed while I cry over you. I've been crying these tears and soaking in my sack since the day I found you were untrue. And if I don't get up pretty soon, I'll turn into a sleepy lagoon. Tears in my ears from lying on my back in my bed while I cry over you. I've got tears in my ears from lying on my back in my bed while I cry over you. It's been so many years, my sacro feels as though it's been soaked through and through. Oh, you lied when you said you'd take the plunge. Now I know how it feels to be a sponge. I've got tears in my ears from lying on my back in my bed while I cry over you.
Homer and Jethro. Homer Burns.
You are my reason to live. All I own I would give just to have you adore me. Till deserts the sky, till all the seas run dry. Till then I'll worship you. You are my reason to
Madison's own Dean Elliott and his big band. This could be a weather forecast. Capitol Records. The music of the stars. I think my favorite Memorial Day motion picture is Best Years of Our Lives. Would you agree? With the great music of Hugo Friedhofer. And here that is. Thank you. Hugo Friedhofer. I think that was perfectly chosen for Memorial Day. And Walter Brennan has got something for us, too. After I tell you that I'm glad you're listening to local news with Stuart J. Waddles, Timeless Hits here on WRJN. We're part of the Civic Media Radio Network and the Music of the Stars as well.
33 years of heaven on earth, 33 steps to the cross from birth, God among men to heal and to save. 33 years was the life he gave for his children. God among men to heal and to save. 33 years was the life he gave.
Only 33 years. But in that one life of 33 years, there was more perfection on earth than ever before or since.
Step a chair and sit down, get you gonna hear some news of a military nature. Relax while I give you the latest report. Sport, there never was a finer sight when all our boys were fixed to fight on D-Day, 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 D-Day. We hope they'll soon be coming back, for now they're on a solid track since D-Day, 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 D-Day. Take more than a weekend, so let's be patient and calm. Cut out that public speaking, or we'll be the victim of false alarm. We got to help, we're in it too. So buy those bars and a dooming you for D-Day, 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 D-Day. So let's be patient and calm. Cut out that public speaking, or we'll be the victim of false alarm. We got to help, we're in it too. So buy those bars and a dooming you for D-Day, 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 D-Day.
Shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
We'll be right back.
Here's Paul Anka.
I think of all the songs that I've written, the one which gave me the biggest challenge and yet the greatest pleasure, I was sitting in a foxhole on the beaches of Normandy in 1961. And Mr. Darrell F. Zanuck came up to me and he said, "Kid," that's what they called me in those days, he said, "I want you to write the title song to my motion picture." Little did I know, sitting in that 20th century foxhole, that the picture he was talking about would turn out to be the largest money-making picture of last year, next to that Italian-Egyptian homewrecker picture there. The movie was The Longest Day, and I had the pleasure of writing the music for the picture. Yes, it's true, he did write it, yes. Many men came here as soldiers. Many men have passed this way. Many men won't see the sunset when it ends, the longest day. Many men are tired and weary. Many men are here to stay. Many men will count the hours as it ends, the longest day, the longest day, the longest day. This will be the longest day, filled with hopes and filled with fears, filled with blood and sweat and tears. Many men, the mighty thousands, many men to victory, marching on right into battle in the longest day in history. Many men, the mighty thousands, many men to victory, marching on.
Many men will count the hours as they live. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard. For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed, but we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace and by the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph. They will be sore tried by night and by day, without rest, until the victory is won. The darkness will be rent by noise and flame. Men's souls will be shaken with the violences of war. For these men are lately drawn from the ways of peace. They fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate. They fight to let justice arise and tolerance and goodwill among all thy people. They yearn but for the end of battle, for their return to the haven of home. Amen.
Many men came here as soldiers. Many men will pass this way.
Sailors and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
Sed nomine, sed nomine tuo da gloria.
The music of the star. June 6th, 1944. God bless the United States and its allies. Next week, 7 o'clock till high noon, WRJN, the music of the stars. We'll be right back. once again, Paul Anka.
Rising up back on the street, did my time, took my chances. I went the distance, now I'm back on my feet, just a man with the will to survive. And many times it happened too fast, you change your passion for the glory. Don't lose your grip on dreams of the past, you gotta fight to keep them alive. It's the eye of a tiger, dream of a fight, rising up to challenge a rival. The last known survivor stalks prey in the night, watching us all in the eye of the tiger. Night, hanging tough, staying hungry. They stack the odds till we take them to the street. We kill with a skill to survive. Yes, it's the eye of the tiger, it's the cream of the fight, rising up to challenge a rival. And it's the last known survivor who stalks in the night, watching us all in the eye. Oh, the tiger! Got the glory. I went the distance, not gonna stop. I'm just a man with a will to survive. Yes. And it's the eye of the tiger, it's the cream of the fight, rising up to challenge a rival. It's the last known survivor, stalking prey in the night, watching us all in the eye.
Next week, then, I'm Lou Regani, the music of the stars. Keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.